From the entertainment capital of the world, we bring you by special transcription Hollywood's own tribute to Movie and Radio Guide magazine on the occasion of its 10th anniversary. There's a glittering host of talent in this star-studded review, and here to tell you all about it is your master of ceremonies, the man who never touches a drop, but just walked in with two large eyeballs, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you, Harry Von Zell, and hello, everybody. I'm indeed happy to have been chosen to preside over Movie and Radio Guide's 10th anniversary party. 10 years. Gosh, in radio, that's a lifetime. Radio was a lot different then, 10 years ago. Remember the crystal sets? You just tied one wire to the bedpost, another wire to the sink, then you put on the earphones, click the switch, and you got your ears full of water. Yes, sir, in 1931, all you needed to get by in radio was one joke book and a lot of nerve. Here it is, 1941, and I've lost my joke book. What am I saying? But I'm very thankful. Over all those years with fellas like the Mad Russian, Park Your Carcass, and Ruben Up on my programs, I'm thankful I can still speak English. You know, Movie and Radio Guide knew what they were doing when they selected me for this 10th anniversary party. I'm an anniversary man myself. Oh, yes. This is my 10th anniversary in radio, my 28th anniversary in show business, and the 11th anniversary of the $2 Jack Benny owes me. I forgot one thing. There's one more. This is my 27th anniversary in matrimony. I'm married a long time. Gosh, imagine being married to the same woman for 27 years. It's a long time to be working for one sponsor. Gosh, and I'll never forget the first few years I was married. I washed so many baby things, I had dishpan hands. And I don't mean dishpan. But we shouldn't complain. After all, a wife's job isn't easy. Do you realize that a wife has to prepare over 1,000 meals a year? Believe me, it's no fun opening all those cans. And you know something? It's beginning to sound like I found that joke book again. good old 1931.
Eddie, pardon me.
Yeah.
I just heard you say a minute ago that you first went on the radio in 1931.
Yep.
And I just want to congratulate you. Gee, you know, Eddie, you're really the grand old man of radio.
Yes, I said. Who? Just a minute, Von Zell. What is this old man stuff? Why, I'm just as young as...
Oh, now, don't kid yourself about being young, Eddie. Why, even some of the people you started in show business are beginning to get old.
Yeah?
May Robeson, George Arliss...
Wait a minute. When George Arliss was doing old man parts, I was posing for talcum powder ads. That was long before I ever had my face in front of a camera. Ladies and gentlemen, every year brings something new and important to the microphone. One of the things this year will be remembered for is the discovery of one of the sweetest voices ever to come out of the Southland, Miss Dinah Shore.
I'm dreaming now of Hallie, of Hallie, sweet Hallie. I'm dreaming now of Hallie and the mockingbird sing where she lies. Listen to the mockingbird, listen to the mockingbird. He sings a snatch of this and a snatch of that. Listen to the mockingbird, oh, strangest thing I've ever heard. He's nothing but a great big copycat. It may seem silly, sound absurd. Overheard the mockingbird explain the reason for his serenade. He had no love song of his own, so he bought a microphone. He now MCs the Birdland hit parade. He sings them all from 1 to 10. 'Cause he has a yen for a certain little lady named Jenny Wren. But Jenny wears a wedding ring from a thrush who sings like Bing, and the mockingbird must find an alibi. Oh, he'll be a jailbird by and by.
Well, that was lovely, Dinah. Your rendition of that song certainly confirms the judgment of America's radio editors when they chose you as the number one singing discovery of the season.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm happy to hear that some of Hollywood's leading producers are trying to lure you into pictures.
Yeah, that would mean, of course, that Dinah would have a place in America's two top fields of entertainment, broadcasting and pictures. And you know, Eddie, the only weekly magazine in America devoted exclusively to presenting the latest information from both the Hollywood movie set and the broadcasting studio is Movie Radio Guide. For many years, this popular publication was known as Radio Guide. But last year, the editors decided to enlarge the magazine so as to give the public the latest movie and radio news, stories, pictures, and all gossip under one cover. In addition to the detailed radio program listings of all important stations for a week in advance, and intimate behind-the-mic features about leading broadcasting stars, the new Movie Radio Guide is brim-full of exclusive articles and scoop photographs of the most glamorous radio and screen personalities. Now, don't miss Movie Radio Guide, available each week at your favorite newsstand.
You know, Movie Radio Guide's anniversary comes every year, but here is something that comes once in a lifetime. Two people with one brain, and here it is, George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Thank you very, very much. Well, Gracie, say hello.
Hello.
Gracie, tonight we're here to congratulate Movie and Radio Guide. This is their 10th anniversary.
Really? Well, I didn't even know they were married.
Yeah, Gracie, they're married and they're very happy. Anyway, it's a magazine which tells you all about movie and radio stars, you see.
They tell you?
Yeah, they tell you.
Oh, I could tell them some stuff about radio and movie stars. It's almost unbelievable.
You don't say.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, I don't believe some of it myself until after I've told it for the third or fourth time.
You should be a reporter on that paper.
No, I'd make a better one.
Yeah, what?
Now, for instance...
Did I hear right? You'd make a better one.
Certainly.
I guess I heard right. Yes.
Now, look. Here's a piece of gossip.
Yes.
I happen to have the same dressing room here that Mary Livingston uses.
Uh-huh.
And just a few minutes ago, a man knocked on the door and said, "Is Mary in?"
Yes.
And I made out I was Mary.
And invited him in, of course.
Yeah, and he grabbed me and he hugged me and he kissed me for 20 minutes.
He did?
Yeah. Imagine Mary Livingston allowing a stranger to do a thing like that.
Gracie, who was this man?
Oh, you know that famous movie star who chases all the women. Oh, what's his name now? March.
March? Frederick March?
No, Harpo.
Oh, yes, Harpo March.
Yes.
One of the March brothers.
Yes. Oh, and here's some more scandal. Whose picture do you think is hanging on every wall in Jack Benny's dressing room?
Whose?
Jack Benny's.
Stuff I never knew until now.
And you know that feud between Jack Benny and Fred Allen is really nothing?
Is that so?
Yeah. I was with Jack last night, and he let down his hair, and guess what?
No feud, huh?
That's right. No hair.
Well, that's a new switch.
Say, George...
That's the only joke I've got.
And, George...
You see, I need more jokes.
Yeah, that was very good, Judge.
Do you like it?
Yes. Now, I know something about somebody, but I can't mention this party's name on account of his wife, Dixie Crosby, might be listening
Gracie,
in.
Gracie,
and you know me.
Gracie, I just assume you forget the whole thing.
Well, anyway, this party beats his horses.
He beats his horses?
Well, why not? Everybody else does.
Look, Gracie, I'm not interested in this scandal, you know.
Well, my brother Willie is. Mm. He's the one who's just been drafted for the Army, you know.
I know he's been drafted, yes.
You know, he's the only tank in his regiment who doesn't need armor.
Gracie, stop with Willie, and furthermore, if you keep this up, the radio people will come down and get us.
Well, they'll have to stand in line. Mm. Now, Wait until you hear what I've got on the movie people.
I can't wait. What?
Well, now, wait until I look around.
Yes, look around. There's nobody here. Mm. Go right ahead.
What certain star who broadcasts from this studio is secretly in love with Charles Boyer?
Who?
Me.
How do you know?
I was talking in my sleep and I listened.
Well, that's that. Anyway, I want to congratulate Movie and Radio Guide on their 10th anniversary.
Say, George, you ought to congratulate Edward G. Robinson, too.
Edward G. Robinson?
Yes, well, I just found out that Edward G. Robinson is going to play Don Ameche in The Life of Paul Muni.
Well, why doesn't Paul Muni play The Life of Paul Muni?
He can't. He's too tall.
He's not the type, huh?
No, no. And I ought to know because I saw him at a party last night at Irene Dunn's house, and he told me...
Just a minute. Were you at Irene Dunn's house?
Yes, and he told
me... By the way, Gracie, what's Irene Dunn doing?
Dunn doing? George, what kind of English is that?
Yeah. I says, what's Irene Dunn doing?
You mean, what's Irene Dunn?
Look, Gracie, isn't Irene Dunn a motion picture star?
Yeah, I saw her, My Favorite Wife.
Well, that's the picture that Irene Dunn did.
Yeah. Dunn did?
Yeah.
That's even worse than Dunn doing.
Look, Gracie, when Irene Dunn does a picture, it doesn't mean that Irene Dunn done a picture.
No?
No. It means Irene Dunn did a picture, and the picture that Dunn did is what Dunn's done.
Are you feeling all right, George?
Look, Gracie, how long have you lived in a coma?
Oh, about 3 years, and then we moved to Seattle.
Oh, go away. And... Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary, don't you want to dance? Won't you take a little chance? Must you be reactionary? You're such a pretty wench to be sitting on a bench. Oh, 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 lazy Mary, will you get up? Come on, get up. Oh, 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 won't you get up? Oh, lazy Mary, will you get up? Your boyfriend wants to dance. The moon is full of the Milky Way. The band's on the stand getting ready to play. No need to wait for Sadie Hawkins Day. Your boyfriend wants to dance. We'll swing and sway till break of day, till the union says conclusion. If my physique starts getting weak during intermission, I will get a quick transfusion. Lazy Mary, will you get up? Will you get up? Oh, lazy Mary, will you get up? Step up, step out, there's a chance that with each step we'll be one step nearer romance. Come on and dance.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and please remember that Movie Radio Guide is the only weekly magazine devoted exclusively to bringing you on-the-spot news from major broadcasting studios and Hollywood movie sets.
If you're not already acquainted with this tremendously popular magazine, why not visit your favorite newsstand today and purchase a copy of Movie Radio Guide?
We assure you that you'll enjoy it from cover to cover.
This program has been a salute from the entertainment industry to Movie Radio Guide on the occasion of its 10th birthday. This is Harry Von Zell speaking. Thank you.
Don Wilson, ladies and gentlemen. From the entertainment capital of the world, we bring you by special transcription the radio star's own tribute to Movie Radio Guide on the occasion of its 10th anniversary. Now, the Benny Movie and Radio Guide players will present a drama of the United States Navy, our version of that thrilling Warner Brothers First National picture, Submarine D1.
Oh, boy, sailors.
Quiet. Now I will play the part of Butch Benny, Chief Petty Officer, portrayed by Pat O'Brien on the screen. As tough a sailor as ever choked on a seasick pill. The members of my crew will be Sock Harris.
Aye, aye, sir.
Slim Wilson.
Aye, aye, sir.
Lucky Day.
Here, teacher.
Fine sailor.
Hey, Jack, am I going to be in this?
Yes, Mary, your name is Slug Livingston. We're short of men, so you'll have to be a sailor, too.
Okay, but I'm going to put a screen around my hammock.
All right. Well, now I guess we're just about set. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Rochester.
Here I am, boys.
Now, look, Rochester, let me explain your part. You're a member of the submarine crew.
Submarine?
Yeah.
Is that one of them boats that dunks?
Yes, it's an undersea boat. It travels far beneath the surface of the ocean.
I ain't gonna be on it.
Now, Rochester, I promise you $10. Don't you want to make $10?
Not if I have to send it to the bank by whale.
Now, look, Rochester, there's nothing to worry about. It's only gonna last 5 minutes.
I can drown in three.
Hello, Popeye. Am I late?
Popeye, listen, Harris, that's an insult to your superior officer. Step forward and salute.
Aye, aye, sir.
What are you doing?
I'm saluting you.
Well, unless your nose itches, you're insulting me again. Now, men, just one final word before we shove off. We're headed for San Diego by way of the Panama Canal. It's a new submarine, and we're out to make a record. There might be a lot of danger ahead, so keep on your toes. One little slip on the part of any one of you might mean death to all of us.
Hey, Chief!
What?
Make way for a deserter!
Get back there, Rochester. All right, men, down below.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hey, Wilson.
Yes, Chief?
Stay right in the middle of the boat. I don't want any tipping. On the double, men, we're off to Panama. Oh, Jeannie with the light brown hair, da-dum, da-ding, da-ding.
2 weeks later, we pick up submarine D1 off the coast of Panama, cruising 40 feet below the surface.
Well, men, we should be in Panama pretty soon. Hey, Rochester.
You want me, boss?
Yeah, what are we going to have for lunch?
Clam juice, clam broth, clam chowder, and clam chops.
Clams, fish, seafood. Why don't we have pork chops once in a while?
If I ever catch a fish in swimming, a pig in swimming, we will.
We should stop adding words. We can only do 6 minutes here. I haven't tasted meat for a week.
Hey, Chief, Chief.
What is it, Slug?
There's a ship cruising directly ahead of us.
There is? Can you make out the name?
It's the Albany Night Boat.
The Albany Night Boat?
Yeah, one of us must be lost.
Well, it can't be us. We've been heading due south for 2 weeks. Hey, where are you going, Dave?
Up on deck for a walk.
You can't do that. We're 40 feet below the surface.
That's all right. I got my rubbers on.
It's a fine crew. Oh, Harris.
Aye, aye, sir.
Rig out bow plane. Ship stirring from bridge to conning tower to check air on manifold.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I saw it in the picture.
Well, do it yourself.
Aye, aye, sir. I mean, get out of here. Oh, Slug, don't leave that periscope. What's that?
A seahorse just went by.
A seahorse?
Yeah, and he's got a sign on his back.
What does it say?
Santa Anita or bust. Oh.
Well, I hope he makes it. Full speed ahead. We'll give him a raise. Hey, Slug.
Yes, Chief?
Where are you going with those lace curtains?
I'm going to hang them over my window. There's been a halibut peeking in all week.
Now get back the periscope and keep your eyes open. I don't want any accidents.
Oh, Chief, we just received a radiogram from Admiral McKenzie.
A radiogram? Let me have it.
Aye, aye, sir. What does it say?
It says, use extreme caution when entering Panama Canal. The harbor is filled with battleships, cruisers, and destroyers.
What, no water?
As if you cared. Well, men, we're going to make that record, but we got to take a chance. Are you with me?
Aye, aye, sir.
Then full speed ahead.
Hey, Chief, Chief.
What is it, Harris?
There's a battleship directly ahead, and it's bearing down on us fast.
A battleship?
We'll be hit, sure.
Doggone, where'd I put that rabbit's foot?
Don't worry, I'll handle this. Empty main ballast tank. Reverse rear engine. Harris, I gave you a command to stop. Are you reversing rear engine?
I don't know how.
Then what'll we do?
Hold on to your hats. We're going to crash.
Look out! Now, keep cool, man. I'll handle everything.
But, Chief, we're sinking fast.
I know we are. What does the gauge say, Rochester?
200 feet. Sardines, herring, barracuda, and tuna. Going down.
Now look at all that salt water pouring in. What'll we do?
Let's make some taffy.
We haven't time for that. We're still sinking.
300 feet. Mackerel, pickerel, whale, sharks, and mountain trout going down.
The water's getting deeper in here. Hey, Wilson, man the pump.
We haven't got any.
Then somebody get me a blotter.
Ground floor, crabs, oysters, sand, seaweed, and thanks for the memory.
We've stuck bottom. Have courage, men. Are you getting along all right?
Now, there's a silly question.
We can only make connection with the naval base. Gee, the water's up to my waist.
It's only up to my ankles.
Where's Dennis?
I'm standing on him.
You're standing on him?
Then who am I standing on?
This ain't a hat I'm wearing.
We gotta do something, men, or we're doomed. Well, things look hopeless, men. I'm afraid there's no chance for it. But remember, we're in the service, fellas, so let's die like men.
I'm not old enough.
There'll be no exception.
Hey, Chief! Chief, look, there's someone coming towards us. Oh! In a diving suit.
He's what?
He's in a diving suit.
Let's see. You're right. And he must have been sent to rescue.
Hooray!
And just in time. Thank heaven. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
Have you saved your money all your life?
Yes, I have.
Ain't you sorry now?
Goodbye. Quick, grab him, fellas. I'll never get him in a better spot. Good night, folks.
Lovely Betty Jane Rhodes, First Lady of Television, joins us now for a song. With David Rose and the orchestra, Betty Jane brings an interlude of warm and delightful charm. Her song, It All Comes Back to Me Now.
It all comes back to me now. A starry summer sky, a laughing you and I alone. It all comes back to me now. A sea of midnight blue, your face uplifted to my own. We called it a thrill of the moment, and blame the moon up above. We didn't know what that glow meant. We never dreamed it might be love. It all comes back to me now. The love I threw away, and now each lonely night I pray that it will all come back to me someday. It all comes back to me now. A starry summer sky, a laughing you and I alone. It all comes back to me now. A sea of midnight blue, your face uplifted to my own. We called it a thrill of the moment, and blamed the moon up above. We didn't know what the glow meant. We never dreamed it might be love. It all comes back to me now. The love I threw away, and now each lonely night I pray that it will all come back to me.
If you're not already acquainted with Movie Radio Guide magazine, we suggest you stop at your favorite newsstand and buy a copy. Movie Radio Guide is read by all the stars because it publishes the latest news, the latest stories, the latest pictures from both the Hollywood movie sets and broadcasting studios. You will also find in Movie Radio Guide the most complete radio program schedules for a full week in advance. Every moviegoer and radio listener should read Movie Radio Guide magazine regularly.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bill Hay speaking.
It is now my pleasure to introduce two boys whom you all know. Amos and Andy. Here they are.
Andy, you look mighty happy there, son.
Well, Amos, just between the two of us, I was just getting ready to propose marriage to the rich widow.
Oh, sure enough.
Yeah, boy, she is the richest colored woman in the world. Now, when I marry her, will that money transfer to me?
Well, I'll tell you how I think that works.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I'll answer that phone. Andrew H. Brown of the Andrew H. Brown Enterprises speaking.
Mr. Brown, this is Evan Plummer. I'm connected with Movie Radio Guide.
Well,
Who is it, Andy?
Hold the phone. Somebody by the name of Mr. Evans. Say he's a plumber. He got connected up with a radio while he was moving it or something.
Yeah, well, what can you do, bud?
Well, I guess he must have got tangled up with the wires while he was fixing the plumbing.
Yeah, well, what'd he call you, bud?
Oh, wait a minute. Hello, Miss Evans. We can't do nothing about it. You'll just have to straighten yourself out. We don't need a plumber. But if we do, why, we'll keep you in mind.
No, no, you don't understand. This is Evans Plumber, and I'm connected with Movie Radio Guide.
Oh.
Of course you've heard of Movie Radio Guide.
Oh, Joe, hold the phone. Amos, what is Movie Radio Guide?
It's a magazine, Andy.
Well, this plumber's working his way through college, and he's selling prescriptions to magazines. That's what this is.
Oh.
Hello, Miss Evans. We is full up of everything right now, including plumbing. And if you were selling prescriptions to magazines, why, we get it every week, as soon as the people next door throws it away.
No, this has nothing to do with subscriptions. I just called to tell you and Amos that this is our 10th anniversary.
Oh, well, congratulations. And give my regards to your wife, too.
No, this is not my anniversary. It's the 10th anniversary of the magazine.
Hold the phone.
What is the matter, Andy?
Oh, I got a crazy man on the phone here. First he tell me that he's a plumber. Then he tell me he's connected with a radio. And then the next thing, he's married to a magazine.
Yeah, well, ask him what he wants.
Hello?
Mr. Brown, let me explain. Movie Radio Guide is celebrating its 10th anniversary. And we would like to have something from Amos and Andy.
Well, what's this thing about you being a plumber?
This is Evans Plumber speaking.
You is Mr. Evans's plumber?
No. We want you boys to make a transcription.
Hold the phone. The man is out his head, Amos.
Yeah.
He wants us to make a transcription now.
What?
You heard me.
Well, you want me to talk to him?
Listen, Amos, when you see me making a business deal with a man like this, don't never butt in and tell me what you... Let me alone, will you? Don't talk to man. I'll handle the situation. Hello, Mr. Evans.
This is Mr. Plummer.
Well, what happened to Mr. Evans?
Evans Plummer.
Find out what he wants, Andy.
What do you want?
Movie Radio Guide is a moving picture and radio magazine. It's been on the market for 10 years.
So is Madam Queen.
No. What we want you and Amos to do is send us some message for the occasion.
Want us to send you a message for the 10th anniversary of the magazine?
That's the idea.
Hand me the telephone, will you?
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Plummer. This is Amos. You tell the radio listening audience that we think you've got a fine magazine. We has watched it when it started, and we watched it grow to where it is today. Me and Andy has been taking it ever since your first issue. You've got a great radio log in there. You've got some very interesting pictures. Some good stories about radio and moving pictures, and you've done a great job for radio and the picture business. And we want to sincerely congratulate you for your fine work in giving to the public a magazine of this type for 10 years.
Thank you very much, Amos.
And me too. Goodbye. Now, let that be a lesson to him.
This program has been a salute from the radio stars to Movie Radio Guide magazine on the occasion of its 10th anniversary. This is Don Wilson speaking.
I'm going to take my temperature.
With a cigar?
Oh, am I sick? I don't know what I'm doing. Where's the thermometer?
Here, Daddy.
Oh.
Does it taste good?
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk with that thing in your mouth? Oh, Daddy. I'm going to say the letter for you in the machine. Dear Uncle Louie, Daddy is very funny. He sucks on a glass lollipop, And he can make strawberries come on his face whenever he wants to.
Stop pulling on that dictaphone! Snooks, you're going to... Oh!
I think I better go out and play.
Look what you've done! The machine's wrecked. It'll cost me $100. Oh, I'm sick. Where's the thermometer?
You swallowed it, Daddy.
Oh, good heavens. Call the doctor. I'm dying. Oh, wait a minute. Here's the thermometer. It fell on the bed. Oh, thank heaven.
You feel better, Daddy?
Yes, yes.
There ain't no more strawberries on your face, Daddy.
Oh, no? Really?
No. Now they look like tomatoes.
Oh, quick. Get my medicine. That powder. Get a glass of water.
Shall I put the powder in the glass, Daddy?
Yes, but not too much. Just enough to cover a dime. Oh, I'm dying.
Wait, I'll get a dime from my bank.
Oh, that dictaphone. $100. I'll never get well. Snooks, hurry with that medicine.
Here, Daddy. Drink it down.
Ah! Oh! It burns! Snooks, how much powder did you put in this glass?
Huh?
I told you only to put in enough to cover a dime.
Well, I couldn't find a dime, so I used 10 pennies.
If ever a young man sang his way into the hearts of all of us, that young man is Tony Martin. He's here with one of his favorite numbers, Love Is. Tony Martin, Davy Rose and the orchestra, and Love Is.
Love is, you are, I am, we exist because love is what you are. Love, are you? Am I? There's no doubt because you are, and I am what love is. Love is. Should it be so grand, darling, do you know?
The magazine that is read by every movie and radio star is Movie Radio Guide. It's the only weekly magazine in America devoted exclusively to publishing the latest news, stories, gossip, and pictures from the Hollywood movie sets and also from the broadcasting studios from coast to coast. In addition, Movie Radio Guide publishes the most complete program schedules of all your favorite stations for a week in advance. You'll find at a glance a list of guest stars, special broadcasts, news broadcasts, outstanding musical and dramatic programs to be heard during the week. Get a copy of Movie Radio Guide at any newsstand for only a dime. If you get the habit of reading Movie Radio Guide regularly, you'll never want to be without it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bill Goodwin speaking, and I want you to meet the man whom I consider the best comedian on the air. And I'll always think so as long as he pays my salary. Here he is, Bob Hope.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Hope congratulating Movie and Radio Guide on their 10th anniversary and telling them if they use our product through each decade, their teeth will never be decayed. But Radio Guide has been very nice to me. I remember after my first broadcast, they said, and the other critics weren't half as nice. But I have a lot to thank Radio Guide for, especially the fellow they have running up and down on my broadcast hollering, get it here, get it here. You don't know who to blame without a Radio Guide. And they were so thoughtful to me in my first days. I can still remember how scared I was in my first broadcast. I put my hand on the table to steady myself and got three messages from the spirit world. To show you how bad my first program was, the next day I got an envelope from my sponsor, and there wasn't any letter in it, just a handful of hair. But really, I can appreciate the work the editors of Movie and Radio Guide have in getting out their magazine every week, because I once put out a radio magazine myself. I remember one day when I was at my desk in the magazine. Oh, hello. Hope's Radio Magazine. We know all the radio stars, and here's the latest dope. The best one on the radio is that great guy...
Jack Benny!
Fibber McGee!
Fred Allen!
Fifth columnist. Say, copy boy.
Yeah, boss?
I want you to go down to the cooking department and talk to Prudence Nickel.
Don't you mean Prudence Penny?
No, she got a raise.
Say, boss, where's our star photographer and reporter, Ace Colonna? Is he out on a story?
Yeah, he's down at the burlesque show. Something's liable to break any time. Hello?
Is this the editor? Listen, I just got hold of a juicy bit of gossip. It's about Bob Hope.
Wait a minute, I'm Bob Hope.
Oops, wrong magazine.
Kelowna, you floor me.
No, you floor me. I take a high polish.
Say, Bob, what's this thing that just came over the wire? It says, yes, no, perhaps, could be, might be, impossible, can't be, shouldn't be, maybe.
Give it here, Skinny. That's a Los Angeles weather report.
Hey, listen, you printed a story about me in your magazine that ain't true, see? I didn't put nobody in no sack and drop them in no river on the night of June 5th. Oops, let me think. Oh, gracious, my mistake.
See, Bob, where's your ace photographer, Colonna?
Oh, he's back in the darkroom. He should be finishing those pictures now.
Say, Hope.
What is it, Colonna?
I'd like to ask you a question. Is this darkroom supposed to be pitch black, absolutely black?
Yes.
Not even one ray of light?
No.
See, honey, I ain't trying to fool you.
Colonna, is there... Colonna, is there a girl in that dark room with you?
Oh, no, no, no. There's nothing in here but me and some pictures I'm developing.
Oh, Professor.
Talking pictures.
Bobsy, is this big machinery the printing press?
Yes, and be careful of that printing press. Watch your step. You're going to fall in the presses. Oh, great Scott, Professor. What happened to Kabina? Did she fall into the newspaper rolls?
I don't know, Hope, but here comes the magazine out now. And look, Dick Tracy's wearing a bustle.
Thank you, and congratulations again, Movie and Radio Guy.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to stop at your favorite newsstand and purchase a copy of Movie Radio Guide magazine. Please remember that Movie Radio Guide is the only weekly magazine in America that publishes the latest news, gossip, stories, and pictures from both the broadcasting studios and Hollywood movie sets. You can double your movie and radio enjoyment if you read Movie Radio Guide magazine regularly. This program has been a salute from the nation's outstanding radio stars to Movie Radio Guide magazine on the occasion of its 10th anniversary. This is Harry Von Zell speaking. This is Harlow Wilcox, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you by transcription from Hollywood, California, where some of radio's outstanding stars are gathered to pay tribute to Movie Radio Guide magazine's 10th birthday. A host of stars are here to entertain you, and here to lead this great talent parade are the first citizens of Wistful Vista, Fibber McGee and Molly. The McGees are really putting on the Ritz tonight, for their dinner guest is an old beau of Molly's, the wealthy Otis Cadwallader of Park Avenue. And to really impress Mr. Cadwallader, Fibber has persuaded Throckmorton Gildersleeve to act as the McGee butler.
And so here in the dining room at 79 Wistful Vista, with Gildersleeve in a rented livery and the host in a hired rig, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
A little more dignity, please, Throckmorton.
Yes, madam. Beg pardon, sir. You're Olive.
Olive? Oh, yes, thanks.
Throckmorton, that's no way to serve an olive with the sugar tongs.
Sorry, madam, I couldn't find the ice pick.
That's different.
Throckmorton, shove a little more corned beef and cabbage on Mr. Cadwallader's plate.
Yes, sir. More corned beef and cabbage for Mr. Cadwallader.
Cadwallader.
Yes, madam.
Charming neighborhood, this, Molly. Must be very restful after traveling so much of the year.
Oh, we find it so, Otis.
Yes, we got pretty good neighbors, too, Otis. Though we don't mix much with them. They're mostly middle class. Give Otis a toothpick, Molly. This Dublin duck is kind of tough. Yes, Otis, we got pretty nice neighbors. All except the one next door. A rather vulgar lout named Gildersleeve.
Beg pardon, Mr. McGee.
Huh?
Your elbow.
What?
It's in the mustard again.
Thanks, Gildersleeve. Throckmorton.
Come, Otis. You're not eating anything. My goodness, you've been pecking at your food like a bird.
Yeah, a vulture. Just joshing, Cadwalloper, old chap.
That's quite all right. Molly, I don't believe I care for another thing.
Oh, won't you have a shot of Java, Otis? Throckmorton, a demitasse for Mr. Cadwallader.
Yeah, and put a saucer under it, too. Let's do this thing right.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
McGee, let's have coffee in the library.
Oh, it's too late, Molly. They close at 7:30.
Oh, that's excellent. Excellent, Fido. Excellent.
Yeah. Fibber, Otis.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Fibber.
If you'll pardon me, madam, I think I hear the good humor man with the dessert.
You'll have to make allowances for Throckmorton, Otis. He's been with us so long, he hates the whole family.
Well, if you'll excuse me, perhaps I won't wait for coffee.
Oh, now, hold your horses, Otis, old boy. Here comes Throckmorton now.
The dessert, sir? Shall I remove the sticks, or do you prefer to rough it?
You tend to that later, Throckmorton. You better get Mr. Cadwallader's cup of hot coffee now.
Yeah, better bring the pot, too. I'd like a little more, and sugar and cream, too, while you're about it. Make it snappy.
Yes, sir. You're a hard man.
How about some more corned beef, Otis?
Yes, Cad, my lad. You know the old saying, if you don't eat it, we'll have to throw it away anyhow.
Yes, yes, it's an old saying, and in this case, a mighty true one.
Ah, here's the coffee now. Really, Throckmorton, you should have used a tray.
Yes. Careful there, Throckmorton.
Oh, watch out! Oh! Oh, that coffee's hot!
Oh. Oh, dear. Oh, it's lucky you were wearing a brown suit, Otis.
Here, take my napkin. Where's my napkin? Oh, I didn't have a napkin.
Oh, never mind, McGee, never mind. I was leaving anyhow. You'll excuse me, won't you?
Oh, why, yes, but you...
Molly, it's nice to have seen you. My hat, Throckmorton.
Oh, now, Otis, please.
Where are my gloves, Throckmorton?
In your hat, Mr. Cadwallader.
Go get Mr. Cadwallader's hat and coat, Throckmorton.
Go get it yourself. My feet hurt.
Okay, I will. I wonder where he ditched them.
He put them in the hall closet.
In here?
Yes.
Ooh. You gotta straighten out that closet one of these days.
Here's a young lady whose name is synonymous with modern American music, Miss Connie Boswell.
Ah, so pure, ah, so bright, burst her beauty on my sight. Oh, so mild, so divine, she beguiled this heart of mine. Reft of vain, as she came, dark the future seemed to loom. Till her clear, brilliant sphere, new with light, dispelled the gloom. Whoa, she fled, quickly sped all my joy and fleeting gleams. As I wake, hope forsake, robbing me of godlike dreams, of godlike dreams. Ah, so pure, ah, so bright, burst her beauty on my sight. Oh, so mild, so divine, she beguiled this heart of mine.
Martha, 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 Martha.
Canst thou leave me thus forsaken? Come and share thy boon with me. Share thy boon with me, yea, with me. Ah, so pure, ah, so bright, burst her beauty on my sight. Oh, so mild, so divine, she beguiled this heart of mine. Martha, Martha, thou hast taken every bliss away with thee. Canst thou leave me thus forsaken? Come and share thy boon with me. Come, share thy boon with me, yeah.
Reed's Movie Radio Guide magazine. It's the only weekly publication in America devoted exclusively to the latest news, stories, gossip, and pictures from not only the Hollywood movie sets, but also the broadcasting studios from coast to coast. In addition, Movie Radio Guide publishes the most complete radio program schedules for a week in advance. If you keep Movie Radio Guide by your radio set, you can select at a glance the best programs on the air. You can buy a copy of Movie Radio Guide at any newsstand for only a dime.
And now we'll hear from three other outstanding stars of radio. As we look in on the studios of a large broadcasting company, we find the inimitable comic and raconteur, Honest Frank Morgan, talking shop with the popular radio MC and songster, John Conte, and the talented maestro, Meredith Wilson. The maestro has just directed his orchestra in one of his popular chiffon swing creations.
That number sounded fine, Meredith.
Why, thank you, Frank.
But say, do you mind if I give you a little advice?
Why, of course not, Frank. I'm always glad of advice from an older man.
Stick to the script, Wilson. Or I'll start making up insults myself. It so happens, my long-haired young whippersnapper, that my advice is often sought by men much older than myself.
Why don't you stop all this nonsense, Frank, and get to the point? What was the advice you were going to give Meredith?
Advice. Well, Meredith, I was just going to suggest that you and John should do the way Clark Gable and I do. In other words, start saving your money against the day when people catch up with you.
Catch up with me?
Yes, sure. Errol Flynn runs a hotel. Charlie Ruggles runs a pet shop. Gable's a licensed air pilot.
What about Myrna Loy?
Isn't she gorgeous? Oh, you mean her sideline? Yeah, well, that is. I mean, I wouldn't know.
Have you got a sideline, Frank?
Sideline? How do you think I paid for my yacht? That is, the first payment. I've got a business that nets me a very nice income every week.
You have?
Yeah.
You've certainly been mighty quiet about it. Nobody's heard a word of it.
Not even the police know yet. I mean, it's a very quiet type of business, John, but strictly legal. In a corrupt sort of way.
What kind of business is that? Do you operate behind barred doors?
Well, naturally. It's strictly for members. If you boys would care to drop around sometime, here's a couple of cards. You
can... Let me see. Just... Frank Morganese Percentage Palace.
Yes.
What is that Morgany?
Well, I thought it best to disguise my name a little. That's my nom de jip.
Well, this business doesn't sound good to me, Frank.
No. Frank, do your customers come there and engage in games of chance?
Certainly not. They have no chance at all. I tied it myself the other night and lost $40. I wonder if that wheel is on the level.
Well, every man to his own taste. I've got a little business too, Frank, but it's 100% legitimate.
Legitimate, eh? What's the business, John?
Did you ever hear of Adolph's Poultry Ranch?
Don't tell me you're Adolph.
That's me, fellas.
Why, Adolph Conti, we take eggs from you.
So do we.
I know, fellas. You're two of the best customers I have. You'd pay your bills.
Yes, I was just waiting for that, Conti. You say you're in a legitimate business operating under an alias? If you don't quit labeling those eggs as fresh, you'll hear from the Federal Trade Commission.
Now, I resent that, Morgan. What makes you think my eggs aren't fresh?
Well, all I know is yesterday my cook wanted to make me an omelet. She opened up the icebox and three of your eggs flew out of the window.
I pay no attention to him, John. As for me, I have no complaint against your eggs.
Oh, defending them, eh, Wilson? You're probably a partner in the business.
Oh, no. I got my own business. Next week, I'm going to open up the cutest little restaurant you ever saw. I'm calling it Mother Wilson's Tea Room.
Mother Wilson's Striptease Shop. What kind of a restaurant is it going to be, Ma?
Yes, Ma. Frank, we'll cater to every class. For instance, we'll have a 35-cent dinner and also cheap ones.
Also cheap ones. Meredith, are you going to feed bums?
No, but we'll have a special table for you anytime you drop in.
Don't worry, Meredith. I won't be there. What do you know about the art of cuisine?
Never heard of it. What's that got to do with a restaurant?
Meredith, your ignorance is abysmal. Oh. But it so happens you're talking to one of the world's greatest authorities on the art of dining, Morgan the Gourmet. Why, when I walk into foyers in Paris, the head waiter throws his arms around me, the chef comes out and kisses me on both cheeks. And why shouldn't they? I created the recipe that made them famous, pressed duck a la Morgan.
A minute ago it was Morgany, now it's Morgan.
Autant, autrement.
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know, but I'll look it up when I get home.
All right. What's this famous recipe for pressed duck a la Morgan?
Oh, yes. Would you boys like to copy it down?
Yes.
Certainly would.
Well, fine. Now, are you ready with your pencils?
All set.
Go ahead.
Well, first, select a tender young duck. It mustn't be younger than 3 months nor older than six. Place it in a deep basting pan, copper is best, and pour over it a quart of the very finest sherry. Then add 2 quarts of 20-year-old cognac and a pint of Napoleon brandy, if you have it, a magnum of champagne, 2 quarts of bourbon, and a quart of rye. Put it in the oven and keep basting the duck with liquor every 15 minutes. Then when it's cooked exactly 2 hours, not a minute more, take it out and it's ready to serve.
Gee, Frank, I'll bet that duck tastes absolutely marvelous.
Well, fellas, I never tried the duck, but that gravy...
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to get the new issue of Movie Radio Guide magazine, now on sale at all newsstands for only a dime. Remember that Movie Radio Guide is the only weekly magazine that publishes the latest news, gossip, stories, and pictures from both the Hollywood movie sets and the broadcasting studios. You will double your movie and radio enjoyment if you read Movie Radio Guide regularly. This program has been a salute from the radio stars to Movie Radio Guide magazine on the occasion of its 10th birthday. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking.